my grandmother and my grandfather mm-hmm. lived in West Virginia, or North Virginia, it's in Virginia. I think it was West Virginia.
Well, now what about, do you know anything about their education or their occupation?
I don't know a thing about that, okay, but well, I know that they all could read.
They could read. And what about your grandparents on your father's side of the family? Do you remember
anything?
Well,
I'm going to tell you now, I didn't know much about my father's mm-hmm. people, not any of them.
Well,
I've been traveling, I went to Philadelphia several times. I found a whole lot of Woodbury's up there. He used to name Tony Woodbury. And they came from up there in Virginia somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured it might be some of his people, but I never knew none of them.
Well, I'm that way about my grandparents. So I never knew too much about my father's parents. Well, what about your husband? How old is he?
Well, he'd have been 65. The year he died in 41. If he'd lived till May, he'd have been 65.
And what about his religion? He was
a Baptist.
A Baptist, too. And what did he do?
He worked public work.
Public work.
He died seven times.
Well, what about his education? Did he?
He didn't have very much either. He could read a little.
He could read, right. Well, did he belong to any clubs or anything like that?
Well, the biggest thing he belongs was to ball games.
He's like my father.
He was an umpire. He umpired for the games.
My father loves football. Well, now, where was your husband born?
He's born right here in Cannon County. We say Bullock is Bullock then, but now it's Camp.
Oh, I see. I didn't realize they had changed it. Well, do you know anything about his parents or grandparents?
Well, I don't know about his mother. And neither his father, because his father died. He said his mother went away with working with people, and she never did return. He was about 14. And him and his two sisters and one brother, besides him, they lived together until he went to work over there for some deacon. See, they call him Monday Deacon or something. And he went to work for them. He was about in and in just 14 years old. He worked for them till they married, and they called him deacon. Well, see, we're not a deacon, we's a brat. His father was a brat. They raised him on up until he got grown, and they put him in his name, and so that's all he knew.
And they called him deacon. Well, that's nice.
The name of deacon.
Well, now I'm going to ask you these questions, and you just tell me the word or words, you know, that come into your mind. And if you can't think of anything, well, that's all right, too, so don't worry about it. Now, what do you call toward the end of the day, the hours right before supper, about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon? In other words, you might say, I expect to see him later.
We say afternoon, we always say it's evening, but it's p.m., we don't say that no more.
But that's what you used to
say. That's what we used to say.
Well, what do you call the time of the day when the sun first appears?
Well, it is up in the day now. It's about 8 or 9 o'clock, I reckon.
But you might say you need to get, you might say, I got up this morning before
sun up.
Okay. Good. Well, what do you call the time of the day when the sun disappears?
Going in the evening.
Evening.
Sundown.
Okay. Well, now, if there's been a storm, one of these sudden rains, and it rains real heavy, and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun, comes out, you say that the weather is...
It's fanning up now. That's pretty good.
Well, what do you call a real hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Let me just say we had a pouring rain.
Pouring rain. Do you ever say anything like downpour or cloudburst?
Yeah, we have said cloudburst and pouring rain. That's what we.
But you would say pouring rain.
You had a pouring rain. That's what I always said, and so I'm saying what I used to say.
Right, that's what I mean. Well, what do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
We call it the mantelpiece. That's what we used to call it. Don't say mantelshelf. We used to call it mantelpiece.
Right. Well. That's what my mother calls it, too, and I do.